The first night in the house was like any spent in a new place. Unfamiliar creaks and sounds echoing out through the darkness. I am often a deep sleeper, but the uncertainty of the old house left me checking every bump and movement I heard throughout the night. I switched the lights on, checked the doors, and then looked in on Kip. She slept soundly, but I noticed that the window was still open, letting in the cool night's breeze. I tried to shut it, but it felt jammed or stuck, the old flaking paint and grime freezing it into position after years of little use. I told myself I'd fix it in the morning. After all, Kip was two floors up, and we were a decent distance from any other house. I felt she'd be quite safe with the window open. Kip loved to lie in, and as it was Saturday and our first full day in our new home, I let her sleep until 10 in the morning. When I entered her room with a bowl of cereal and glass of orange juice, I noticed how cold that big old room could get, even in the summer. She lay on her bed, still asleep. I gently woke her, and it was then that she spoke those bewildering words.
"Mr. Leaves was here."
She seemed frightened, so we talked about it.
"He scares me, Daddy,"
she offered, but didn't want to say any more. I comforted her, saying it was probably just a bad dream and that moving to a new place can be pretty scary by itself, but she still seemed uneasy. It was obvious to me that she was speaking about an imaginary friend, but the conversation disturbed me enough that I talked it over with my wife, worried that our daughter might not be adjusting well to the move. It's hard to leave your friends and school behind. That day, more of our things from the old home arrived. Slowly, the house began to feel like ours, and I enjoyed wandering around it, taking in the glorious view of the crops, fields. In the late afternoon, I went up to Kip's room with my toolbox, determined to close the window to stop her from catching a summer cold. As I chipped away at the dirt and flaked paint that had jammed the window open, I looked down and could see that Kip was playing away from the house, sitting on an old rope swing which hung from the oak tree by the barn. She looked happy. Finally, the window budged, and I was able to close it. On the second night, I didn't sleep well at all, and by the morning I felt shattered. Something had changed to me. The house didn't feel as comfortable as it did when we first arrived. The air had become closer and stifled. Again, I let Kip sleep in for a while before bringing her breakfast. She was already awake when I entered, and when I asked her how she had slept, she replied,
"Not good, Daddy."
When I inquired why, she whispered,
"Mr. Leaves was watching me from the outside."
I looked over at the window for a moment, a chill running up my back.
"Can you tell him to go away?"
Kip asked. Again, I reassured her and gave her a big hug. Soon, she was playing on the swing again by the barn. For most of that day, I tried to get my files in order. I wasn't due at the doctor's office in town for another 2 weeks, but I wanted to be as prepared as possible. Aaron took care of some business at the bank while Kip continued to smile and giggle as she always did, running around the house playing games. Most kids get bored during the summer holidays, but she always had a way of engaging with the world, which meant she never had a dull moment. I remember it being just after 2 a.m. It was dark, but something had pulled me from a heavy sleep. Uncertain at first as I opened my eyes to the darkness, I finally realized what it was. Kip was talking. I didn't want to disturb Aaron, and I knew it was probably just my daughter talking in her sleep as she had done before, but as I walked barefoot across the creaking floor towards her room, I kept thinking about those words.
"Mr. Leaves was watching me."
As quietly as possible, I reached the door and could still hear her talking loudly, her words muffled slightly. I knocked and entered. The window was once again open, and Kip was leaning out of it, chatting away. On asking her what she was doing, she turned slowly towards me and said,
"I'm talking to Mr. Leaves."
I rushed over to the window and saw nothing but the cool summer night and the climbing ivy fluttering slightly at the presence of a sudden breeze.
"He keeps looking at me, Daddy,"
said Kip as I put her back into bed. I closed the window and slept in an armchair next to her until morning. The following day, the sun absolutely split the sky.